So come on into that coherent, beautiful place. You know where it is. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. Come into your heart center. Breathing softly, deeply. Allowing that space and place of today, of this weekend, of all that you have done, seen, heard, and participate in. Just allow that to be in there. You don't have to do anything. Just a place of beingness. In that place, there is a space for you to see who you are as the glorious human, as the human of all possibilities, as the being of light that you came here to show the planet. Take a breath. And there you are, standing on the earth for the first time, light pouring over you. And you're saying, yes, that's me. That's why I'm here. I'm here to be that light, to reflect that light, to light the way, to show the light, to receive light and give light to others. And that is what we do here in this family. We become each other's reflection. And then we take it more deeply into the messages that were given. When we can bring them into ourselves and reflect them out through our many unique facets into the world, like the beautiful jewels that we are. Each one discovering and delivering their light to others.
So it is good day to you again. Very good to see your light, your brightness. Now that you're all in your heart math coherence, woohoo, we're going to raise that coherence up to the highest vibration possible, which is love. Take a deep breath. As you understand, the times, they are a-changing. Isn't there a song about that, huh? Yes, and in that vibrational frequency of change, everything that is coming through in this year, 2020, is helping you respond to the external vision that you are carrying. So see, feel, experience in your heart, coherently, what exactly you wish to have in your world. When you experience what exactly you wish to have in your world, when you feel it, then the universe starts rearranging. Yet sometimes that energy is so embroiled in our mind as to what we think ought to be, or how we wish to experience something different than what the current reality may be, that we start lowering our vibration to what the current reality may be, which may be a pile of caca. We've never used that word before. Harvest or Marilyn is very surprised, and she's saying, can't you say it some other way? Yes, we can. She says to behave. No. For you see, in the belief of behaving, sometimes that's where the trouble starts. Because you start telling yourself stories about what behaving may mean to those that are around you, and that is ridiculous. You are not in someone else's mind. We know that many of you may be psychic, and you may be hearing and feeling all the thoughts that are going on around you. However, it still may not be the perceived truths. And the truth, as we see you, is you are love reflected. And that is what we are asking of you. To know that that big pile is going to be there. It is going to be there. So you might as well love it right where it is. Get your fingers in it and move it around a bit, huh? Good vision, eh? We had to open your heart just a bit so we could get that caca out of your heart, huh? Understand and know that when there is that stuff that seems to block your energy, seems to hold you where you are instead of what your pure potentiality is. All that are old paradigms, old stuff, old energy. And it's time to step forward into this new world. You are the new human, yes? You are the ones we've been waiting for, yes? We've been telling you that for many years now. Get it. Because you see, every one of you is a blossoming energy of creative love reflecting everything else. And when your love sends out, then it at least gives the chance to have love reflected back to you. And then that big pile gets smaller. Or you know how to handle it better. Because the piles are going to come in. So understand that as they do, you get to number one, love yourself. Love who you are, love how you are, love all of those energies that are within you that make you up. Because everything that has happened to you from the point of your inception until now is a part of you. And we love every single hair, every single toenail, every single goo under the toenail. We love that because it is you. Are you getting this? Do we need to be a bit more visual, huh? For you see, you are the light. You are the next step for humanity and galaxies. You are. So every time you think of yourself as being small, stop it. You are not. You are love. And we are that reflection of your love. We look into the eyes of each one of you to see your reflection. And you can see our reflection. That is it, isn't it? That key, that open doorway to know that just because current reality may be one way, that does not mean that is what the higher energy is. And we're in training the energy of the planet up by love, by seeing the good, as our dearest friend Kryon says, seeing the good in your Akash, seeing the best of you and living it. We love you. We love everything about you. And we reflect your love for you back. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the final channel of the weekend in this meeting, and the fourth one. And in the last three, we have described the beauty of the human soul. We've started to give you the details, even past what you knew. But so many of you know these things because you're experiencing them. Again, we told you the complexities of when you arrive on the planet, what you do. But there is an overall picture that I want to give to you. And it has nothing to do with the minutiae. It really has nothing to do with the details of how and where and when. It really is an overview. And the overview would then sound just like what Adaronda says. Because now we get into the relationship of you. You with that which is the earth, you with that with you, that with others, with situations, and all of this, to give you this overview right now, is that with all of the work and the planning and the beauty and the purpose and the magnificence that goes in to you arriving a certain way, do you understand that when you arrive here, that doesn't stop? It's not a preparation for you to go into the dark, dear ones. It may appear that way, because that is something with free choice that says you're on your own. But you're on your own to choose. But you're certainly not on your own with energy of compassion on this planet from the other side of the veil. Have you ever asked yourselves, in the history of spiritual systems, what is the purpose of what you think are angels? Do they come and deliver messages so they'll be written down in Scripture? Do they have a real purpose other than that, or a message or two? Have you ever asked yourself if there is an angelic kingdom, I use the terms of earth, what are they doing? Where are they? Who are they? And we have said this before and revealed this before, that angels have souls. They are part of the creative source just as you are. Perhaps you've never thought of this before. What if the angelic kingdom existed with graduate human beings, millions of years old, having gone through what you go through, but appearing so sacred that you can't even recognize them? Oh, you give them skin and wings and names. But what if they were guides from other planets like yours, other situations like yours, watching, helping, being, doing? What if that was so? Some would say, well, you just ripped the sacredness right out of this. You mean there are actually souls that have gone through this, perhaps on other planets? How would you design this if you were the designer? Let me ask you. Would you have an angel so far above anything you were that you can't relate? Or you fall on your nose and your knees every time they show up, and that's their purpose? to frighten you, perhaps? Or would you design a system where they know exactly what you're going through? What about that system? A system where there's an invisible energy of love and compassion, and they're everywhere. And you can't see them, but some can sense them. I'll tell you the truth. This is the entourage we speak of. You are not alone, but more than that, all of the equipment you come in with, all of that, you're not on your own to use it. There are those who will guide you. If you are of a mind and an attitude that asks for it. Oh, we have said this so many times. Now that you're here, let us help you. Because that is the design. To come onto the planet, and in that which you consider dark or light, to figure it out. And as you start to raise up in consciousness, something may occur. And what occurs is an awareness that all of this time, there have been those around you, either calling to you or subtly pushing you one way or the other. That's called intuition, ladies. The men have it as well, but the women have more of it. It's the guidance that helps you with your kids and the guidance that helps shamanic energies on the planet. It's always been there. This entourage is like a soup around you of help. That's the missing piece. You don't come in alone. The system is a compassionate one that leaves you alone if you ask for it. There are those who would listen to this and say, you know, you paint a pretty good picture of the love, and what about those who choose to go to the darkness and they do horrible things? They affect humanity in awful ways. What about them? Do they have angels? What about them? Are they loved as much as you are? And the answer is yes, 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 and yes. But when the choice is made with free choice to go to those places of darkness, of low consciousness, of awful things, there are just as many angels with their hands out saying, look at what you're doing. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you doing? But those who go to dark energies have long ago canceled those voices by choice. There are some who are not even aware they've canceled the voices and they don't hear them. And they say, I'm in a dark place and I don't understand any of this. And these are the ones, dear old souls, that we're asking you to reach out to. And when you reach out to them, what you do is you show by example that you're not a victim of the earth. And when these start looking at you, they start asking the questions, why are you not bothered by this or that? Why is it that you're not stressed like I am? Why is it you're happy and laugh a lot? Because there's nothing to laugh at, you might say. They might say. These are the ones, dear ones, that are available to you right now. When you leave the room, I ask you, how do you treat the one who you don't know? The one who cuts you off on the road? The one who's not polite? The one that obviously doesn't really care about much? What is your real reaction to that human individual? Do you understand and realize their soul is just like yours, filled with all the things yours is? They just haven't figured it out yet. Do you react when anger is pushed your way? And the answer is usually. Are you stressed by things that are pushed your way? puzzles? And the answer is usually. And now in this new energy, through that which you've even learned today and the exercises, you can start to say, not usually, but hardly ever, that is possible. I'll tell you, that is observed by everyone around you. When those are sharp to you, and you are not sharp back, but compassionate, when they can start to see that nothing really is getting through, they can't poke you enough for you to react. Because that is the new humanism that we are speaking of. And how does it relate to angels? And how does it relate to the entourage? And I'll tell you, because you got there because you asked for it. Dear Spirit, we invite you to say, show me what I need to know. Dear Spirit, we're inviting you to say, take my hand. I offer it as a metaphor to guide me into a place that is benevolent and more peaceful than I've been in, so that I can understand myself. And when that starts to occur, you have what we will call the realization of your soul. And that is that magic moment of awareness that we've discussed so many times, where you take a look at everything around you and you go, oh my, the spark of accelerated awareness starts within you. Nothing is the same after that, because you start to see that you really do have a place in the universe, in the galaxy, in the planet. And then you also understand that you are eternal. Don't you find it interesting that almost every belief system on the planet says the same thing? You have a soul. An acknowledgement of an intuitive belief of all, that human beings are not just here for a little while. That's the truth. But the inner truth of it is your magnificence and what you're going to do with it, and the abilities that you can have. Go from this place peaceful, not stressful. Go from this place aware that there's more than you knew. If you're confused, if you don't know what to do, perhaps you're here for the first time and all of this is new and you don't even know anything about it, and suddenly the meeting is over and you're alone. You're not alone. And that is what we want you to get. Things start occurring even to those who have no idea about any of this. Once the seed is planted of awareness that it might be there, a light starts to shine in your life because you've asked it to. Dear Spirit, show me what I don't know. It's powerful. Those words, powerful from the magnificent human being that you are. And so it is.